May this church not take a step forward, may it take a leap forward. Lord, may we hear about revival and prayer meetings. May we hear about preachers going on fire. May we hear about sinners, the worst sinners in the neighborhood getting converted. May we see our God pub crawlers becoming prayer meeting addicts. Oh God, you can do it. We want to see miracles, Lord. We're tired of old humdrum religion. Give us revival. Give us a miracle. Give us the power of the Holy Ghost. Fill our preachers. Make us red hot for God. Disturb the sleep of death. Take the smell of the shroud from us. Save us from respectability, Lord. Save us from being pew warmers. May we be heart warmers in the future. Lord, may this thing become contagious. And Lord, doses with joy. May our face be joyful. May our eyes be joyful. May our expressions be joyful. May we not look as if our Heavenly Father was dead and He hadn't left us a cent in His will. May we look as if our Heavenly Father is living, and He is, and He has given us everything. He has made out a will in our favor. Hallelujah. He's left us heaven and mansions and glory galore. Oh God, we pray that we'll get into the glories of the book. Lord, make us Bible worms. Help us to love the book. Help us to eat it. Help us to make it our breakfast, dinner, and tea spiritually. And take a good feed for our supper. And oh God, may we be blessed with heavenly calories and heavenly vitamins. And oh God, may there be no rickety Christians amongst us. And no fellows with spiritual rheumatism or spiritual cripples. And those that have been cripples, help them to throw away the crutches like old Abraham, who staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Lord, I thank you for what you've done over this convention. If nobody got blessed, glory to God, I got blessed. If nobody felt the joy of the Lord, glory to God, I felt the joy of the Lord. If nobody shed tears, glory to God, I shed tears. And thank you that they were precious to you, Lord. You put them in the bottle, for you bottle your people's tears. And someday when we get to heaven, we'll be seeing the bottle with the tears. The angels will say, the Lord told us to gather those up and put them into the bottle. Lord, may we fill churns with our tears. May we, oh God, be broken-hearted Christians. Take away the old hard spirit. Give us a spirit of love. Give this church a spirit of unity. Lord, keep us strong in the truth. Save Ulster from popery. Save us from the menace of the Irish Republican Army. Save us from paramilitary violence. Save us, our God, from everything that grieves Thee. Oh, save our problem. Don't let us deteriorate anymore. Get the murderers off our streets. Get, our God, the bombers off our highway. And, oh God, may this little Ulster burst forth in a mighty flame of Holy Ghost revival. And may the press be flying in to see sinners getting saved. These old hard chore press men, you'll see of them, Lord, and we'll see a mighty turning unto the Lord of hosts. You've done it in the past, Lord. You did it in the early troubles under W.P. Nicholson. Do it again, Lord. Do it quickly, Lord. Do it suddenly. We believe you've started something in our hearts. You've started a fire. I feel a burden in my soul. I feel a wind blowing across my heart. I feel that God is about to answer the prayers of years. And God's going to do with this church what He called it into being to do. That it'll be an instrument of revival. It will be called to the kingdom for such a time as this. Bless faithful preachers that preach the word to us. Bless men of God that are with us. Bless those that sung for us. Bless the people that made the meals and served them. And the young people that got out the dishes. Bless everybody. Bless the organists. Bless the church officers. Bless the men that counted the money. bless this whole church. Make it a unified church. May every brother love every other brother. Some fellas, Lord, hard to love, but help us to love them. And some women hard to get on with. Help us to get on with them. And, oh God, may we not love them for their looks, for that would be impossible in all our cases. But, oh God, may we love them because Jesus loved them. Because the blood's on them. There are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And Jesus, and if Jesus loved them, we should love them. And if Jesus saved them, we should rejoice their saving. And we should be happy to work with them, every one of them. Oh God, do a new thing. Lord, it's like old times. We remember old time convention meetings down the road when the wee church was packed and one half had to breathe in and another half had to breathe out. And we sweated, but we shouted and we sung and we praised the Lord and sinners were converted. And every time a new church opened, we nearly knocked the slates of the roof with the singing. Oh God, get us back to our first love, Lord. Get me back to my first love. Make me a holy terror to the devil. Lord, if I've ever been against popery before, make me red hot, white hot against popery and all its works. If ever I was against the ecumenical movement, give me a tongue like an old cow to rip it to pieces. Lord, if ever you bless me in getting them to Christ, Lord, bless me as you never blessed me before. Lord, that's the cry of our heart today. We mean business with thee, Lord. We want to go through and pay the price and leave ourselves right out for God, for truth and righteousness. Oh, do it, Lord. Do it in all our hearts. What I ask for myself, I ask for my brethren. I ask for my preacher friends. I ask for the students. I ask for the congregation, oh God Almighty, do a new thing, and we'll give you the praise. And Father, I would like to thank you again that you give your Son for me. You loved me, and you spared not your own Son. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending him out of the ivory palaces into the world of woe. Lord Jesus, our beloved, what shall we say to thee? O blessed Son of God, kiss me with the kisses of thy lips, for thy love is better than wine. O Lord Jesus, thank you. You died for a reprobate like me. You didn't let me go to hell. You saved me. And you called me by your name, and you have kept me. And you'll keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. Then you'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Thank you for giving me a godly father and a godly mother. Thank you for bringing me up in a Christian home. Thank you that I knew from earliest days the Bible, that it was God's word. Thank God I had a father that walked with you and a mother that walked with you. Lord, I give you thanks. And I give you thanks, blessed Holy Ghost, that you came into this dirty old sinful heart of mine. And you regenerated me. And you dwell with me. And you blessed me and kept me and opened doors that nobody could open. And shut doors that no man can open. Lord, I'm glad you've led us to this day. Oh, take our thanks. We don't know what to say, but we just say thank you, Lord Jesus. And to God in Trinity. And Trinity and unity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be honor, praise, world without end. Amen. Amen. Amen.